Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Matthew 24:25. Even though this isn't the gospel today, this is the scripture that is the most meaningful to me. It is because of this Bible verse that I have a collection of rocks scattered on my bookshelf. All of these rocks are symbolic. One is from the youth pilgrimage to Arizona that I went on after ninth grade. One is from a recent youth group retreat to the Poconos. One was from this past year's youth trip to the Dominican Republic. One was a gift from Christina that she brought back from Jerusalem. Though these rocks come from many different places, they all have similar meanings to me. To me, they symbolize the love and support that I have received from this church, and how this has helped me to find God. They serve as a reminder of this Bible verse, and that a strong foundation in faith and in friendship will allow me to overcome any obstacles. My involvement in Redeemer, from growing up coming here as a child, to joining the youth group, teaching Sunday school, and traveling on mission trips and pilgrimages, has taught me this lesson and has defined my faith. It has been my rock. When I joined the Redeemer Youth Group in seventh grade, I was unsure of many things. I was unsure of why my parents made me wake up early every Sunday morning to go to church, and what I was getting out of my Sunday school class when I was the only person in my class. I was unsure of my faith and questioned whether or not I even wanted to be a Christian. I was unsure of myself. And the last thing that I wanted to do was spend more time at church and join the Redeemer Youth Group. But with much urging from my parents, I did. I didn't fall in love with the group immediately. In fact, it wasn't until I spent 4 nights a week with the group rehearsing for the musical, which that year was Into the Woods, that I began to feel a connection with the group. I had found my second family and my closest friends. I was still unsure about many things, including my faith, but I had the first layer of rock that I needed, and that would help me grow to the person that I am now. It was through the Redeemer Youth Group that I found God, that I began to understand why people wake up early on Sunday mornings to come to this beautiful church and worship together. At the end of my eighth grade year, I went with RYG, Redeemer Youth Group, on a mission trip to New Orleans to rebuild houses for Hurricane Katrina victims with an organization called Project Homecoming. This may have been one of the toughest weeks of my life, but working for 9 hours on a house in the New Orleans heat with a group of people has a way of bonding us like nothing else. This week was full of emotions that I had rarely felt before. A sense of compassion and admiration for Wendell, the man whose house we were rebuilding, who had put his own life in danger to save his family from the flooding of the hurricane, who sang songs with us, cracked jokes, and prayed with us during our lunch break. A sense of true belonging with the group, which was created from our crazy adventures on the trip, like having to wash dishes in the grass with Hope Duke at 2 a.m. because the sink was broken, as well as the meaningful reflection that we ended this trip with. For this reflection, everyone in the group sat in a circle, holding a candle. We sat in silence, only breaking the silence to say a prayer or share a particular moment of something meaningful on the trip. I broke the silence by saying a prayer of thanksgiving for family, both the family we're born with and the family we grow into. This trip made me realize something that changed the way that I view my faith. I realized that God isn't only found in a church. I had found God in the relationships that I had formed with my friends on the trip. I felt God in the loving, selfless nature of the Project Homecoming community. Through the youth group, I grew more and more involved in the church. I got confirmed in 9th grade and then went on the youth pilgrimage that year. The trip occurred during one of the lowest points in my life. I had just been diagnosed with a knee injury and was recovering from a knee surgery, with another one scheduled for after the trip. I was unable to do what I loved most and what I thought defined me, which was playing soccer. I felt weak, alone, and hopeless. I can truly say that the trip to Arizona came at a time where I needed to be saved, where I needed something to believe in, something to fight for. I needed a rock for support. And God gave me what I needed. The service aspect of the trip was stacking firewood for families in need. There was so much firewood to stack, an entire tennis court-sized yard full of it. And we didn't finish. Even though we worked for about 18 hours total, it didn't look like we made very much progress, which was very discouraging. But I learned an important lesson. Upon reflecting on the experience of stacking firewood, I realized that while we didn't finish, we had helped many people by the work that we did. We had made a difference, even if it was a small one. This gave me a whole new outlook on my experience and on my own struggle with being injured. I realized that it isn't about how far you still have to go, but it's about how far you've come. And from a spiritual aspect, I realized that turning to God means being given the strength to overcome obstacles and the support that you need. As I struggled with being injured and not being a soccer player my sophomore year of high school, I questioned a lot about who I was. I really was at a loss. I had lost what had defined me and was left with broken pieces. Youth group carried me through these times. The bonds I formed with the other members and just having a place to go every week where I didn't feel different or at a disadvantage because I was on crutches was truly life-changing. It was then that I began to realize the power of Christianity. Faith brings people together, people of all different backgrounds, nationalities, skin colors, and cultures. Faith creates a community that is strong, stronger than adversity, so strong that it cannot be destroyed. I had finally realized why people spend so much time here. It's about more than just a church service. It's about having a family and a sense of belonging. It gives us a sense of right and wrong, of the truth, and of what really matters. My involvement at this church and in the youth group has taught me to value kindness, honesty, and love, values that I think are too often overlooked in school and in the world. They were my rock. They kept my house standing as the storm raged. Fast forward a year. It's now March of my junior year, and I'm standing behind stage with the members of the youth group about to perform our last show, which last year was Once Upon a Mattress. This is always an emotional time because the seniors realize that this is the end of their youth group musical career, and everyone else realizes how sad they are that the seniors are leaving. The emotion is so strong that words can't define it, just such a strong love and appreciation. The group has touched each of us in our own way and means something different to each of us, but this is what brings us together. I looked into my best friend's eyes, both of us knowing how fortunate we are to be a part of such a group, and knowing that this moment, with the anticipation, excitement, and joy overwhelming us, would be one that we would remember for the rest of our lives. We took each other's hands. "This," I said, referring to the way that we both felt, "this is God." We both looked at each other, so full of passion and purpose. "Amen," we said together. Religion means something different to each of us. Everyone feels God in different ways. For me, God is in the relationships we form with others. God is love, purpose, and belonging. I feel God through travel and seeing all of the wonders of the world, through time for reflection, which is a large part of the youth group, through my friends and family, and through community. I've asked questions, though. I've questioned my faith, which has led to it being strengthened. In the gospel, Thomas says to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" This is a question that I've asked myself many times in my lifetime, even in the past month. Many times throughout high school, I have wondered where I'm going and what I'm supposed to be doing, where my true purpose lies. I've asked myself how to follow Jesus and how to be a Christian. Jesus responds to Thomas with, "I'm the way and the truth and the life." The Redeemer Youth Group and this church community has shown me this. I have learned that life isn't about knowing where you're going, but about making sure that the journey is filled with kindness, love, truth, and faith. As Jesus says in the gospel, our faith is the way, our love is the way. This community has taken me from Paul's Place in Baltimore City to Jarabacoa in the Dominican Republic. Through these travels and experiences, I have found God and found myself. They have shown me the way. It is in large part because of my experiences at Redeemer that I have decided to take a gap year next year to spend time traveling. In the fall, I will be spending 3 months in Southeast Asia with a group of 12 other students taking gap years, spending time learning the culture, doing service projects, and reflecting. In the spring, I hope to go to Belize. I've learned that the way to strengthen faith is to go out of my comfort zone and gain new perspectives so that I can empathize and have a deeper understanding of the world. I may not know where I'm going, but I have the rocks to support me and the faith that will show me the way. I thank you, this community, and the Redeemer Youth Group that has changed me forever, for the love and support and friendship that has gotten me to where I am today and that will stay with me for the rest of my life. Amen.